From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan flew into Istanbul early today, denouncing an attempted coup by a rogue group of military officers as an act of treason. He speaks here through an interpreter.
In our army forces, a minority group cannot accept our unity. They have 40 years of history. They are not only in army forces, police forces, but in different government institutions as well. This is a riot. This is a betrayal of our country, and they are going to pay for this.
The situation was fluid through the night with reports of explosions on the ground and in the air, as we hear now from reporter Akin Kalasir in Istanbul.
Some fighter jets are trying to down or downing Sikorsky helicopters. This is also confirmed by government sources. And one of these helicopters fired on public on Bosphorus Bridge, and this is in Istanbul. And in Ankara, the parliament building is under attack by some helicopters.
And some 100 members of parliament have been holed up in the building there in Ankara in opposition to the coup attempt. They are streaming live their opposition using social media sites. Earlier, President Erdogan said those behind the attempted coup are associated with the U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. He is a former ally of Erdogan who has accused the president of corruption as part of an apparent power struggle. World leaders are calling for calm, and among them, U.S. President Barack Obama, who is urging support for the government, which he said has been elected in democratic elections. This is VOA News.